My ulama is Ayatollah Khomeini. He was born on May 17, 1900 in Khomeini, Iran, and his full name is Sayyid Ruhollah Mousavi Khomeini. His family. His mother was Hajar Aga Khanum, and his father was Mustafa Mousavi. He has five children, and they are Mustafa Khomeini, Zahra Khomeini, Siddiqa, Farida, and Ahmad Khomeini, and his wife is Khadija Saqafi. Mustafa Khomeini died before the Iranian Revolution. Zahra Khomeini is an Iranian politician, has a PhD in philosophy, and is a professor in the Tehran University. Becoming a scholar. He started learning the Quran at the age of six. His school was the Qom Seminary, and his teacher was Ayatollah Sayyid Hussein Borjoidi. Life achievements. He brought the Iranian Revolution. He wrote many books, such as the 40 Hadiths, Kashf al-Asrar, Tahrir al-Wasila, and the Islamic Government. His leadership. He became a mujtahid, and he is a political state leader. Some special stories. The merchant story. Ayatollah Khomeini said, "I myself one day saw the government's men tease and bother a merchant who was famous for being a good person. I was a small child at the time and was standing in a corner. I saw them hit and then drag the man. They hit him with a hammer. I do not know what happened next. It is such an incident of injustice that made Ayatollah Khomeini fight for injustice when he grew up." The second story, the book against Islam. In the early year of 1989, Ayatollah Khomeini took out a fatwa against a man called Salman Rushdie, who wrote a book titled The Satanic Verses, which was a book against Islam. The fatwa stated that all Shias should arrest Salman Rushdie. Because of the fatwa, Rushdie had to go into hiding because all the Shias were against him. This shows the power of one ruling of Ayatollah Khomeini. He died on June 3, 1989, at the age of 89, and he is buried in Tehran, Iran. Tehran is the capital city of Iran. Ayatollah Khomeini's effect on the world. He reintroduced Shiism to the world. Therefore, the Islamic laws were brought back to the Shias. And he made the world understand the power of the Islamic scholars, the ulama. Lessons I learned from Ayatollah Khomeini. No matter how old you are, you can still make a difference. You have to fight for what you believe in, and education is important because it leads to leadership. These are the resources I use for my research. I hope you enjoyed and learned about Ayatollah Khomeini.